जय बलराम जी की जय. वेलकम टू वंडरफुल बलराम पूर्णिमा. इट्स नॉट एक्चुअली बलराम जयंती. इट्स नॉट प्रॉपर टू से जयंती. इट्स ओनली फॉर कृष्णा. आई वॉज रीडिंग प्रभुपाद्स कॉमेंट बट वी से रैंडमली बलराम जयंती. इट्स नॉट बलराम पूर्णिमा. ओनली फॉर कृष्णा इज कृष्णा जयंती. जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी. जय जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी. जन बल्लभ गिरि वरधारी. गोपी जन बल्लभ शोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन. शोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन. शोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन. यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन. यमुना तीरा वनचारी. यमुना तीरा Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare. Thank you. Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Jaya Vishnupad, Paramahansa Bhakti Vedanta Swami Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON BVT Founder Acharya is Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jayam Vishnupad, Paramahansa Bhakti Astutara Satasi Simat Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananta Guri Vaishnavinda Ki Namacharya Silavidas Thakur ki Prem se kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gop Gopinath Samakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan ki Vrindavan Mathura Dham ki Mayapur Navadvip Dham ki Jai Jagannath Puri Dham ki Jai Alachwani Ramaniti Dham ki Jai Ganga Maiya Jamuna Maiya ki Jai Bhakti Devi ki jai, Tulasi Maharani ki jai, Harinam Sankirtan ki jai. Srila Baladev Prabhu Subhavirvab Titi Mahamahotsav ki jai. Daoji Bhagavan ki jai, Balaram Ji ki jai, Nitai Gaura Pramanandri. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to Sisi Guru and Gauranga, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Samiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deva Gauravani Pachani Nivishesha Shunya. Hare Krishna, thank you for coming to celebrate this wonderful auspicious appearance day of Baladev. It says by Lord Krishna himself that anybody glorifies Balaram will definitely get two things. He will cross over this material ocean and go back home back to Godhead. So Balaram, glorifying Baladev Prabhu is most important. We sometimes ask, is Prabhupada or Guru or Balaram is in between me and Krishna or they are not? Your relationship is not actually with Balaram, with Krishna. But we notice that we go past through everything, Baladev Guru. No, they are not. They come in between to remove everything that blocking, anarthas. So that's how we see Balaram, so important in our life. So because this morning we read the two pastimes, similar pastimes of Balaramji's wonderful celebration of Rasalila with the gopis. So I choose this one alternative. This is a beautiful verse by Gargacharya who actually declared who Balaram is. So it's from Bhagavatam 10.8.12. Before we recite, we chant a special mantra. We don't chant Om Namo Bhagavate Balaramaya or Krishnaya. We say Vasudevaya, because what is blocking to perceive spiritual world or spiritual personality or bhakti is our consciousness, impure consciousness. So by reciting Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, we actually begging the mercy of Vasudev, which is also Krishna, another form. And hopefully our consciousness will be purified at this moment. Maybe you all have a pure consciousness, but I don't. So by Vasudev's mercy, when my consciousness is purified, I will be able to perceive Baladev's mercy in my life and everyone's life. So please repeat after me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam namaskritam Narancaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Mudirae Nasta Praesu Avadresu Nittam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naistaki. So we are reading Srimad Bhagavatam text, chapter 10, text 8. And canto 10, chapter 8, text 12. Even though he is Supreme Personality of Godhead, but this name-giving ceremony has taken place in a very secluded area, because they had a fear of Kamsa. And you may say that he is Supreme Lord, why this whole festival? We are doing a big festival in public. Why this festival of Balaram's appearance and his name giving in a secluded? Because of Rasa, not because of fear. Even though it appears like fear of Kamsa. So with that note, I'm begging mercy of Srila Prabhupada and all the assembled Vaishnavis. We're going to recite these verse and try to grasp as much possible by their mercy. And hopefully you all can bless me and pray for me so I can say something that will help to transform our consciousness so we can see the Lord everywhere. First synonyms, Sri Garga Ubacha, Garga Muni said, I am this, he indeed, Rohini Putra, the son of Rohini, Ramman, pleasing, Sorida, all his friends and relatives, Gunai, by transcendental qualities, Akhasate will be called Rama by the name Rama, the Supreme Enjoyer. Iti, in this way, Bala Adhikat, because of extraordinary strength, Balam Vidhu will be known as Balaram. Jodunam of the Jodu dynasty, Apritak Bhavat, because of not being separated from you, Shankarshanam, by the name Shankarshan, or uniting two families, Ushanti attracts Api also. I am he Rohini Putra, Ramman Surido Gune, Akhasate Rama Iti. Balat adhikat balam vidhu. जदुनाम अपृथक भावात संकर्षणम उशंति अपि श्री गर्ग उवाच अयम हि रोहिणी पुत्र ब्रह्मान्सूरिदग्ने अख्यासते राम इति बला अधिकात् बलं विधु जदूनाम अपृथक भावात् संकर्षणम उशंति अपि वन मोर टाइम श्री गर्ग उवाच अयमि रोहिणी पुत्र ब्रह्मन् सूरिदग्ने अख्यासते राम इति बलाधिकात् बलं विधु जदूनाम अपृथक भावात् संकर्षणम शान्ति अपि प्लीज चैंट श्री गर्ग उवाच अयमि रोहिणी पुत्र अख्यासते राम इति बलाधिकबलमिधु जदूनामपृथग्भावात् संकर्षणम् उशन्ति अपि श्रीगर्ग उवाच अयमि रोहिणी पुत्र अख्यासते राम इति बलाधिक्यात् बलं विधु यदूनाम पृथक् भावात् संकर्षणौ सन्ति अपि मदर्स श्रीगर्ग उवाच अयमि रोहिणी पुत्र अख्यासते राम इति जदूनाम पृथक् भावात् संकर्षणम् उशन्ति अपि श्रीगर्ग उवाच अयमि रोहिणी पुत्र अख्यासते राम इति बलाधिकबलं विदु यदूनाम पृथक् भावात् संकर्षणम् उशन्ति अपि ओके थैंक यू सो मच So we're going to read the translation and the purport. See if you can pick three special names given to Balaram on his name-giving ceremony by Kshatriya Guru, not a Brajavasi Guru, Gargacharya. There's a story behind why Gargacharya giving. In Vrindavan, he has Guru also. Name-giving ceremony could be done by Baguri Muni or Sandila Muni. They live in Vrindavan. But Vasudeva Maharaj was worried. So he sent Gargacharya hidingly. He didn't want to raise Krishna as Vaishya. He wanted to raise Krishna as a Kshatriya. Translation, by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gargamani said, this child, the son of Rohini, will give all happiness to his relatives and friends by his transcendental qualities. Therefore, he will be known as Rama, And because he will manifest extraordinary bodily strength, he will also be known as Bala. Can you put together now? Bala Rama. Moreover, because he unites two families, Vasudev's family and the family of Nanda Maharaj, he will be known as Sankarsana. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Baladev was actually the son of Devaki, but he was transferred from Devaki's womb to that of Rohini. This fact was not disclosed. According to a statement in the Haribhamsa, Pratyavacha tato rama sarvangstan avitasthitam jadavesu api sarvesu bhavantu mama ballava. Gargamuni disclosed to Nanda Maharaj that Balaram would be known as Sankarsan because of uniting two families, the Jodhu Bangsa and the Bangsa of Nanda Maharaj, one of which was known as Kshatriya and the other as Vaishya. Both families had the same original forefather. The only difference being that Nanda Maharaj was born of a Vaishya wife. What is Nanda Maharaj's mother's name? Anybody? No? Father's name? Prajanna Maharaj. And Pushpavati, very famous. So I'll come to that. Later, Nanda Maharaj married a Vaishya wife. And what is Nanda Maharaj's wife's name? Mother Yashoda. But Mother Yashoda's father is from which family? Somog Ghosh. Where is he from? They're also mixed. Actually, Krishna born completely messed up family. Like, I don't mean in a wrong way. Because his mother coming from a Kshatriya father and Vaishya mother. And Nanda Maharaj coming from a Vaishya father and Kshatriya mother, opposite. So Krishna is really like mixed up or messed up, whatever the way you think. Later Nanda Maharaj married a Vaishya wife, Vasudev married a Kshatriya wife. So although the families of Nanda Maharaj and Vasudev both came from a same father, they were divided as Kshatriya and Vaishya. Now Baladev united them and therefore he was known as Sankarsana. Sweet, how Prabhupada concludes so nice. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Genanjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve. Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Shapadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Jutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsya Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Sabadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakha Nitanscha Namom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Saminiti Namini Namaste Sarasati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschata Deshatarine Vancha Kalpa Taruvesha Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Pavanebho Vaishnavebho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Binda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So I thought there is unlimited pastimes of Balaram. We'll just discuss about these names. And Prabhupada so sweetly elaborated this. In the dynasty of Jodu, today is, what day is today? Sunday. Thursday, generally Prabhupada, you probably knew, Prabhupada did not tell us to follow, but he did follow, that Thursday did not travel much. Or if he did, according to Sruta Kirti Prabhu and Harishwari Prabhu, Prabhupada took the luggage, everything out. And there is a reason for it. Because Krishna appeared in the dynasty of Moon God. And Moon God, just be careful, do not judge when you hear the story. He kidnapped his guru's wife, which is not appropriate, but you have to be very careful because they are very advanced souls. So Brihaspati has some kind of anger. You won't believe how famous the Prime Minister of India, Indira Gandhi, was. And Indira Gandhi gave an appointment to Prabhupada on Thursday. And Prabhupada didn't want it, said, cancel it. Can you change it? So Prabhupada took it very seriously for some reason, but he never explained why. But we were tracing, and Jayaprataka Maharaj tell this, that they were negotiating that any way to change another day. It's important, Prime Minister of India, but Prabhupada did not want. So anyway, they adjusted late. It was very nice. So, the Moon Dynasty that Krishna appeared, there is a famous king named Devamir. There's a whole chart is given. But Devamir had two wives. One is from the Vaishya side, one is from the Kshatriya side. In English you can say psychophysical nature a person is born with. We all are. We all have a individual psychophysical nature. We have our fundamental identity as a servant of Krishna, but our functional identity is related to this psychophysical nature. We cannot escape from it. But Bhagavad Prabhupada suggests, Krishna suggests that we should engage those psychophysical nature under the fundamental identity. Then your journey will be perfect. So, from the Vaishya wife, Prajanna Maharaj born, and his son is Nanda Maharaj. They are five brothers or five sons he had. And from the Kshatriya wife, Surasen, King Surasen, famous Surasen, he is born, and his son is Vasudeva Maharaj, or Krishna's Kshatriya father, you can say. Just to divide that. He has a Vaishya father, Kshatriya father. So first name, Gargacharya, Jiva Goswami Pad gives that Gargacharya was house arrest. Everybody knows house arrest by Kamsa. Means it's not like a deep, dark prison, but it's kind of like a prison, and they watch everything you do. So Kamsa was such a horrible demon that he arrested his sister and brother-in-law, everybody. So every day, what Mother Devaki would do, take a little chalk and write, oh, today is the first day, second day, third day on a wall. When it became 99, she was so worried. Oh no, what happened? They don't know that you went middle of the night to place our son in Nanda Maharaj's house. And they are raising him, they are thinking this is their son. So you better go and immediately arrange this name-giving ceremony. Everything should be like Kshatriya style. So they have also their spy, Kamsa didn't know. The spy went to Gargacharya and arranged this. So Gargacharya in the morning, early morning, came to Nanda Maharaj's house and he says, I came to give the name giving ceremony, but I don't want anybody to know because Kongsho has a spy all over. If they find out that your child is his enemy, he's going to just immediately come over. So in a cow shed there was a small corner, they cleaned it. And Gargacharya did his rituals hidingly. No Brajavasi did know. No Brajavasi knew. Only Mother Yashoda and Rohini Maya and of course Krishna Balaram. Now before that, just in case if you heard, in Vrindavan they don't celebrate today's Balaram's appearance day because they think Balaram is 1 year old. But Jiva Goswami Pad said, we don't accept this because he gives a logic, because Gargacharya gave the name-giving ceremony same day. You think Balaram stayed 1 year without name? Also, second point was, Balaram born blind. Yes, Balaram was born blind, Jiva Goswami Pad gives. And when Krishna took birth, you know who came to know when Krishna appeared in Nanda Maharaj's house? I mean, Mother Yashoda's maternity home? Krishna himself woke up everyone by crying. Because Mother Yashoda has a long labor, they all kind of unconscious. Actually, it's arranged by Jogamaya so that Vasudev Maharaj can exchange the child. Nobody will have any trace. So then Krishna started screaming out. I don't know if anybody saw the baby born and started screaming out. I don't know how it is, but you have some idea about it. And Krishna, when he appeared, was so beautiful, was unbelievable beautiful. Mother Yashoda wanted to look, but he's screaming, so she had to give milk. So there was like a battle. And then, of course, everybody started waking up from the sleep, middle of the night. And then Mother Rohini Maya came with the Balaram, knowing that Balaram has a blindness, and says, oh, that will be so nice that they will have a wonderful time. They will grow up same age. And Balaram all of a sudden, even though 8 months, I mean 8 days old, somehow or other he found his way to touch Krishna's body. And the moment Krishna's body touched, Krishna's eye opened, and Krishna's eye and Balaram eye to eye union. Okay, we are on track. We're just starting our lila. So these things are recorded. So we cannot accept that Balaram appeared 1 year old. Before gives. So first name is Balaram. If any one of you know the famous pastimes of why he is called Balaram, you can share. But I'm going to give you some what I found in Prabhupada's book. Very nice. Balaram, he's very strong, as we mentioned. So there are many pastimes are given. One time, one disciple asked Srila Prabhupada, is possible that Krishna can create something so heavy that he won't be able to lift up? Prabhupada said, of course, you can never challenge Krishna. Yes, Krishna can do it. And after a moment, that devotee twisted. Ah, Prabhupada, so Krishna is not strong enough because he created such a heavy, he won't be able to lift up. And Prabhupada said, no, he will tell Balaram, you lift it up. So you can see why Prabhupada is saying, why God, Supreme God also need an elder brother. You may wonder like why he needs elder brother for. So there are many pastimes. One pastime is like, one time Vaishishta Muni and Vishwamitra Muni, I'm sure you heard this, they are always having a battle. Who is higher? And Prabhupada quotes so many purport on their battle, some or other who wants to be higher. So they went to, they say, we are going to go to Balaram. Balaram said, come and see me when I'm in Anantashesh Rup form. So they went there. Now Balaram, how powerful is Balaram? You can imagine the entire universe, unlimited universe, on the hood of Shesha, as if it's like a little dust. So how much power he has, the entire universe, unlimited universes, on his hood, It's like nothing. So then Vasishtha and Vishwamitra went there. He says, we have come with a question that amongst us, who is better, who is higher? He said, I can give you the answer, but I'm carrying this universe this long time. Can you just help me to share? Just you, one of you can hold it, and then I'll speak. Is that okay? He said, sure. So Vishwamitra come first, and he put a one universe. Vishwamitra, oh! He could not even lift. So then he bring Vasishtha. So Vasishtha, you hold this. He was holding it. Now do you know why? Because he has the mercy of Balaram. I like Tamalkrishna Maharaj's comment. In 89, I was spending some time in Europe. He's the one who brought me to the West from Mayapur. He was very kind with Bhakti Chandra Maharaj. So Tamalkrishna Maharaj gave a very nice logic in Europe too. He says that when you feel attraction to Krishna, that is the mercy of Prabhupada, that is the mercy of Balaram. How do you know you have a mercy today within your heart? Just check yourself. Do you feel to serve? Do you feel to serve Krishna? Do you feel to hear about Krishna? If you have that attraction, you have mercy of Balaram. We cannot check who has or not. We individually can check ourselves. Make sense? So Balaram, he gives, also Ram, Prabhupada said, he gives joy to others. He gives so much joy, it's unbelievable. But in Vrindavan, sometime, if devotees are lacking something, or Balaram sees that Krishna wants to enjoy. Now Balaram does not have an individual independence desire. This is interesting. Even though he's God, he is God, he is Krishna. At the same time, he's not Krishna, he has his own individuality. We have to understand from that angle. Why? What is the need of two gods? No, only one God. For an example, if I want to scratch my toes, I'm the enjoyer, king. Just imagine, I'm not a king, I'm just pretending. I'm a king, I want to serve myself. My toes are some, maybe ants or something. I want to scratch. How do I do it? You may say, well, just put your hand and scratch it. Well, the God cannot just do service to himself. So he takes another form. Krishna himself takes another form. It is Krishna to serve him. This is a very important, unless you have this conception very clear, that Krishna is the enjoyer and Balaram is the servant God. He's never, ever, any pastime you can show me. I was researching, talking to different sannyasis and different authorities. Never Balaram has any abhiman, it's called abhiman, conception, to enjoy separately from Krishna. Now he does not enjoy, but he gets unlimited happiness by pleasing Krishna. When we think of Prabhupada, Prabhupada is nothing but Akhanda Guru Tattva, that Balaram's manifestation. Any guru, anywhere in the world, first business is to engage the conditioned soul to serve Krishna. And that is the service of Balaram. So in Vrindavan, when Mother Yashoda is relishing Krishna's pastime so much, but Balaram is thinking, I'm going to make it a little more tasty. So I'm just going to jump on another pastime. So Krishna and Balaram in Vrindavan, they're crawling and they're doing mischievous activities. Because Krishna is so naughty, or I don't know how the word, that he cannot, restless. So they put him in front of fire sacrifice. They have no idea that he's God. He's in front of fire sacrifice. So he's putting, all of a sudden he crawled and took the whole ghee and put it in the fire. And the big fire came out. And all the maids said, oh no, no, we cannot keep him here. We have to take him. So they take him. Nanda Maharaj's house, how many rooms? 50 rooms for Krishna in the palace. 50 rooms. So every room has a, Krishna has a difference toys and other grounds. So one room has a, Nanda Maharaj has all these swords and everything. Even though Krishna and Balaram is crawling, and Balaram give him idea, you can pull that sword. As a baby, he just pulled it, and the big sword just came on the floor, and everybody, Mother Yashoda, like, oh, we cannot take him in this room. And he's going one by one by one, and he's like so restless, he cannot be taken anywhere. But his smile, Krishna's smile is so attractive that they forget every trouble. They want to serve him helplessly. This is Krishna's controlling. He's not saying I'm controlling, but he controls because he's unparalleled beauty. So one time, Krishna and Balaram is crawling on the courtyard, and Balaram says, I wonder, they have their own language beside the Brajavasis. They haven't learned yet to speak Brajavasi, but they have their own language. They look at each other. I wonder what is other side of this hedge fence of Mother Yashoda's. Krishna says, I want to see it. Balaram said, I will hold it. So they let them go, and Balaram lift up the hedge, and Krishna stick his head, and then Balaram let it go. And Krishna is stuck, mommy, and he's crying, and Mother Yashoda of course runs. Who has done this? Now Balaram did this. Will Balaram really do this to hurt Krishna? No, never. Balaram does this just to have Mother Yashoda's love pours out on Krishna. And then, of course, Mother Yashoda says, oh, come here on my lap. Oh, and then she does three things, Mother Yashoda, always. Srila Prabhupada writes in Nectar of Devotion, Krishna has a, what kind of thigh? Fatty thigh. That's how Prabhupada translates, fatty thigh. So I meditate sometimes. Krishna has a fatty thigh. So Mother Yashoda is massaging Krishna's fatty thigh, and Balaram is looking, and Mother Rohini does the same thing to Balaram. And she also praying to Narayan. Every moment Mother Yashoda prays to Narayan for Krishna's protection. Three things you can also pray. It's a very interesting point Prabhupada made. I'm going to jump it and then come back. Prabhupada said one time, Mother Yashoda always praying to Narayan for Krishna's protection. Does Krishna need protection? I need some help from you. Does Krishna needs protection? In one sense, no. He is the supreme absolute truth. Unparalleled in every way. Who can harm him? But still, Mother Yashoda, every moment she prays. Srila Prabhupada said, I am also praying for the society we have created, ISKCON. We should also pray. And he told the devotees, we should pray also for the protection of the society. But then Prabhupada said, very interesting, said, ISKCON is a transcendental society, doesn't require protection, but show your gratitude that you pray for, like Mother Yashoda does. It is very nice, we should do that. And Mother Yashoda does every day prays. Not every day, every moment prays. So, one time, when Krishna was kind of learned how to be a thief, it's not a good quality, but that's his quality actually nourishes the heart. You won't believe, Balaram told Krishna, you're stealing everywhere, why don't you steal from your own house? He said, I'm going to do that today. This is, the idea is coming from Balaram. No, actually coming from Krishna to Balaram to Krishna. So he can blame. It was his idea, was not mine. So when Krishna was coming, he really wanted to steal butter from his own house. Does it make any sense? Don't put any common sense in it. So Mukhara, she's telling Yashoda Maya, I can't believe this. Krishna is bringing Balaram and they want to steal butter from their own house. What is this? Mother Yashoda said, don't do anything. He's so beautiful. I want to just stare at his face. Let him do whatever he wants. I don't care whether he steals. But she forgot. She wanted to rectify his stealing nature. But Krishna's beauty was so much that Krishna and Balaram coming to steal from his own house. Srila Prabhupada writes, it's in Nectar Devotion, very sweet, that Mother Yashoda was stunned by seeing the beauty of Krishna. Doesn't matter whatever he does, bad or good, I just want to stare at his face. So, once Krishna was stealing yogurt, it's in Nectar Devotion 45, Prabhupada writes, I'm going to read what Prabhupada said. Jarati, the headmistress of the house, could detect his activities. And she was therefore coming very hurriedly to catch him. At that time, Krishna became very much afraid of Jarati and went to his elder brother, Baladev. He said, my dear brother, I have stolen yogurt. Just see, Jarati is coming to hurriedly to catch me. When Krishna was thus seeking the shelter of Baladev, because he was being chased by Jarati, all the great sages all over the heavenly planet are laughing and smiling. They can't control him. That Krishna is the Supreme God, he is taking shelter of his brother to protect him. Who needs protection from who? This is such a funny. And Prabhupada writes, this smiling is called Smita smiling. So this beautiful pastime they do every day. In Damodar Leela, you know that Balaram was not there. Few pastime Balaram are not there. Because Balaram is the origin of all snakes. Anytime Krishna kills snakes, you'll never see Balaram there. Do you know some pastime Krishna killed? Agasura, yes. Kaliya, very good. Krishna never went, either one. Balaram never went. Whenever Krishna wants to kill a snake or something, it's very mysterious. So that time, on the Damodar Leela, Mother Yashoda bound him. So then Krishna was very interestingly crying and asked Sri Ram, where is my Dada? Dada means elder brother. So they called immediately Balaram, and Balaram was furious. How dare Mother Yashoda bind him? So he went to talk to Mother Yashoda. And he said, do you know who your son is? What to talk about him? Do you know who I am? I create unlimited universes because my brother tells me. We can destroy the whole creation in a moment. He's Supreme Personality of Godhead. You should know, Mother. You should never bind him. He's crying. I can't tolerate this. Now, Krishna did a big mess in the house because he broke the yogurt pot and everything. And that day, there's a long story, but beautiful pastime that Mother Yashoda gave relief all the maid servants. So she had to clean herself, everything. So she's listening, Balaram giving a speech glorifying Krishna as a supreme God. At one point, Mother Yashoda came to Balaram with the dirty cloth. She was, you know, wiping. In India, you saw that there's a dirty cloth, they wipe the floor. She said, one more word, I'll bind you like him. Balaram ran and ran out of fear. This is called Rasa. The Mother Yashoda possess so much love for Balaram and Krishna that they loses their, not loses, but their omnipotency, omnisciency covered by this affection of Mother Yashoda. So next name is Shankarshan. Shankarshan, he attracts the Jodus to follow his instruction, and therefore his name is Shankarshan, Prabhupada writes. And Prabhupada also gives that how Jogamaya instructed Balaram, Krishna instructed Jogamaya to transfer the Shankarshan from Devaki's womb to Rohini Maya's womb. In the Leela that Mother Hari Puja was reading, there is a commentary, so I thought I'll just mention a little bit. That Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur gave a very nice commentary that Krishna sent Balaram to counsel. You know who you send to counsel to your beloved? Somebody has to be in a... There are four types of coward boys, there are four types of servants, three types of Santarati, four types of Dasharati, four types of Sakkarati. This is from Nectar Devotion. We should memorize. So one of the Sakkarash is called Priyanarma Sakha. Priyanarma Sakha means they are, you can say, matchmaker, or between the girls and the boy, or Krishna. Krishna is the only boy, Nayak. They communicate, they reciprocate, messenger in between. Where to meet, what Leela will take place like this. So Balaram is the only personality in Krishna's Leela who has a mukha roti. Like each of us has a one primary sentiment that Krishna gave in our heart as a ourself as a shelter and Krishna as a relisher or enjoyer. This is our highest identity. Actually, that identity is who you are. First identity is that we are not matter. We are not this body, Prabhupada said. That's good. We are spirit. But higher than that, we are servant of Krishna. But highest than that, that we have a particular sentiment that called Sthayi Bhava. Sthayi Bhava is actually who we are. That we are lover of Krishna. Eternally we are. Our entire journey is to awaken that identity. That's real fundamental identity. That will please Krishna, that will please Prabhupada. Prabhupada says in Atlanta, what will please him the most? And he says, when you wake up, awaken love for Krishna, that will please me the most. So, in that Leela of Gopi's counseling, he did four-way counseling. One of the counseling was that when somebody is depressed, you have to be coming down yourself to that level of that person. Only thing you can do, reflective listening or have that feeling what they're going to, only repeat that, not giving your own idea. So Balaram is genius about it. So Balaram said, yes, we all miss Krishna. So he also started crying, seeing this, all these thousands of gopis also crying. You heard that story, Mother Hari Pujara. I'm just giving a little side note. At that moment, Krishna was so absorbed, Balaram was so absorbed in Krishna, his form transformed into Krishna's form. Balaram became black, like Krishna. That's the name of Dauji. His name is Dauji. So that time, he was so powerful, he actually brought Krishna to each gopi and took each gopi to a kunja and united Krishna to counsel them. That's why Balaram's name is Shankar Sham. Many reasons, this is one of the reasons. You know, in Bhagavatam, you read, I'm sure, that one time Parikshit Maharaj, he spoke how many days? 7 days. On the fourth day, he fainted. He went unconscious. Instead of speaking Bhagavatam, he went unconscious. And Srila Prabhupada says that there was a kirtan by Janmanjaya, Parikshit Maharaj's son, and the whole kirtan. They woke him, brought him back from internal to external. Oh, he's going to die in 3 more days, so you better start, keep on. Now question came that why did he faint? He's glorifying Krishna, why did he faint? Because this is one of the pastimes, it's so important for us that the reason, Sanatana Goswami Pad writes, the reason Krishna fainted, Sukhdev Goswami fainted, that how loving this Balaram and Krishna is, where to take care their devotees, Brajabashis. For 1 year, Balaram did not know that Krishna expanded as a two form. Unlimited, but two form. One was?
Cows.
Not cows.
Cat.
teenager calves, like grown-up calves. They are not baby calf. The teenager calf, I don't know the English on that. Teenager, like they are not depending on the breastfeeding. So Krishna became that, and he reciprocated every day with each mother cow. And those mother cow are in Vatsala Ras. And Krishna as a reciprocating in that rasa. And also he became the coward boys. Now Balaram did not know, because Balaram has the affection for the coward boys, and this Krishna wanted to express this affection, that he has so much protection, so much affection, that we cannot imagine how much. That's why Balaram, drawn from that affection, and he, you may wonder, in our Guru Parampara, we don't see Krishna Balaram's name. We see Krishna's name. He is our founder, right? In our Guru Parampara, the Madhvacharya, where he got it from? Krishna. But actually Balaram is there. Balaram came in the middle of Madhavendra Puri and Lakshmi, his guru, in between. That mood that Krishna had, that he loves his devotee unparalleled, he will do anything to please the devotees, to reciprocate, that he actually manifested himself in Pandharpur. Pandharpur, where Ishkan has a big temple, beautiful temple. And in that place, when Balaram appeared, Balaram did not appear as a Balaram, he appeared as a mendicant. And Madhavendra Puri's Gurudev, he came there and he said, I'm here. And he asked all the disciples, why am I feeling so happy that I cannot control myself? Unlimited ecstasy coming. So the disciple says, well, Gurudev, you know, you just came from preaching, probably you glorified Krishna so much. He said, I'm doing this for many, many years, but I never felt so ecstasy. It's somebody visited here, or something happened with the deity, or something happened. He said, no, nothing, everything same. But he could not fall asleep. It's like a crying for Krishna and so much going on. In the middle of the night, he asked one disciple, anybody is here in our temple that since I left and came back today that knew? See, yeah, there is a mendicant in the next room. He's resting for a day. He came to visit. He said, can I go and visit? So he went there. This is from Bhakti Ratnakar, in case if you are wondering. So he went there, and there was not a mendicant. It was Balaram. And he was like, first time in his life he met Balaram, he fell at the feet of Balaram. Prabhu, unbelievably, I'm so ecstasy, I didn't know how, and you are here. How come you are here? You should be in altar, we should be worshipping, we should give you all the facility. Not in a little room with a just little rag, you know, bedding or something. He said, that's okay, I just came here to give you a special prema mantra. This is what holy name, the Madhavendra Puri, that he got the seed from his guru, Lakshmipati, is corresponding with Balaram. He said, tomorrow morning, you'll see a mendicant sadhu in the front, and you give him this mantra I'm giving you. So to make the story very quick, then Balaram said, I'm leaving now, and tomorrow morning when you see him, you give him. So of course, Lakshmipati, he could not fall asleep. He's just thinking, wow, I had a darshan of Balaram. Wow, he gave me the mantra of prema. This is like, he was so much in ecstasy that he kind of like forgot that he need to take rest. So by that time, morning happened, and he went in the morning outside. And sure enough, there was a mendicant coming by. And he was so effulgent. It was beautiful. Can somebody guess who that was? Nityananda Prabhu. And that time, Lakshmipati, he was like so happy, joyful, but he had a doubt. It was not a dream, it was real, right? He's just thinking. So he's looking at this mendicant. You know, mendicant, the word mendicant, when you see a most attractive person, but in a mendicant dress, you cannot figure it out whether he is the most affluent, good looking, or he is a mendicant. So he could not put together. That time, Nityananda Prabhu says, "Won't you give me the mantra?" "Oh, you are the person, yes, yes." So he gave the mantra. This way, this Prema mantra, actually Balaram is in our Guru Parampara. Nityananda Prabhu is in our Guru Parampara. That's why Lakshmipati gave this by embracing to Madhavendra Puri, who embraced also to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and this Prema mantra or this love of Godhead flowing till today. Now something very interesting, because of the time I'm going to say, this is from 10.79.34. Srila Prabhupada writes, "Lord Balaram is the original Vishnu. Therefore, anyone remember these pastimes of Lord Balaram in the morning and evening will certainly become a great devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus, his life will be successful in all respects." So I'm requesting all of you can do the same thing. It's interesting, also another point in Adilila chapter 4, from 64 to 76, Prabhupada gave a very secret. "You are wondering to revive that dormant, loving relationship with Krishna, but what do we get from Balaram? What do we get from Guru? Sandini, the pure goodness. Without pure goodness, we don't have access on Krishna or spiritual reality. Pure goodness is also in your heart. Super soul is there. He is in pure goodness. But it is a different level of reality. It's not a physical approximate. So it's a different level of reality. So if you please your Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada, then by the mercy of Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada writes that it will attract Sambit potency. Sambit potency gives the relationship with Krishna and feelings. Then when it matures, then it will attract to Ladini potency, the happiness of spiritual service. The joy of serving Krishna comes, but there is a gradual progress. So more we please Prabhupada by following his instruction, it will attract to Krishna's relationship, then relationship and feeling will attract to the happiness of devotional service. With this note, I'll say Balaram is so merciful that Balaram inspired Prabhupada. Do you know what happened tomorrow? Anybody has any idea what happened tomorrow, next day of Balaram? Prabhupada, thank you, Chaturatma Prabhu. Prabhupada left India to come to West. That's Balaram's mercy. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.